Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
Hammer, we're making history today. For the first time in the history of the United States, prosecutors presented a criminal case against a former American president to a jury.
Now, that's pretty shocking considering there's been a lot of horrible people that have been the president.
There has been. This all, of course, has to do with what the AP, the Associated Press, refers to as a, quote, scheme to prevent damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. It's a little more complicated than that. You remember Michael Cohen, Trump's fixer? Michael Cohen actually made those payments on Trump's behalf, and Trump wrote down that, those payments were actually, quote-unquote, legal services. That's what this whole thing is about, how he classified these payments to Michael Cohen.
And we're expected to buy that Michael Cohen, who is going to be big star witness in this extravaganza, who has been locked up for basically lying under oath, and a porn star are the people that are going to bring down Donald Trump.
It's funny, though. Falsifying business records is a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. But Fat Alvin, the DA, Fat Alvin Bragg, has kind of wiggled his way around that as well. Gets into the weeds a little bit.
Right.
All you need to know is Trump's getting railroaded here.
And this jury, we've talked about this already. Let's be honest. There's no way he's going to get a fair shake of things with that jury and where this trial is being held in Manhattan. So the question becomes, do you buy that this is election interference? Is this only happening because Donald Trump is leading every poll right now against Joe Biden? Is this only happening because people hated Donald Trump so much when he was the president, they ran for political office under the whole promise of bringing him down?
And none of this would be happening. From Letitia James, the attorney general, and that whole thing, that, you know, $400 million judgment against Donald Trump, to Fat Fannie Willis, to the deranged prosecutor, Jack Smith. None of this would be happening. Fat Alvin Bragg here with these charges. No, we would not see any of this. Because you got to remember, this case has already been looked at by Bragg's predecessor.
Certainly not a Republican.
No, it's even Merrick Garland's Justice Department didn't want it. But hey, it's Trump. It's derangement syndrome, and we can't let him have another term in office. So we'll just start throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if anything sticks.
And he's probably going to be convicted in this, and it's going to have to go to another court where maybe he can present his case and say, look, this is not a felony. This is a misdemeanor at best, and I got questions about whether or not I should have even been convicted in the first place. This is Donald Trump earlier today in the hallway before he made his way into court.
This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning, and it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame, and it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington. I just want people to understand that this is done for purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country.
That was Donald Trump earlier today before he made his way into the courthouse. And one thing he mentioned was the poll numbers. Every time one of these rogue leftists try to bring some legal stuff into the lap of Donald Trump, he goes up in the polls. It backfires tremendously. And what we're seeing right now is that even though there's a chance he could be convicted in this, his poll numbers might go up, Nige. That tells you two things. Number one, a lot of people think what's happening to him is BS. But number two, Joe Biden is such a zero. We would rather have a guy that might go to jail than have this guy be the president one day more. That's how bad Joe Biden is.
Well, go to jail unjustly. There's that.
Right. This is CNN's polling. Okay, this is not Fox News. This is not Breitbart. This is CNN's polling showing Donald Trump really doing well in swing states.
This is viewed favorably across Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. In the 2020 exit polls, what do we see? 50% of voters view Joe Biden on average favorably in those states, compared to just 45% for Donald Trump. Look at the Joe Biden trend line where he is now. Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states. And Donald Trump, despite everything that has happened, is actually slightly more liked. 47% favorable rating. So this isn't just a lesser of two evils that's going on. The fact is that Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago and is better liked than Joe Biden is right now in these battleground states. It's pretty gosh darn clear.
So that was CNN using like a Fox News poll to report?
That was CNN using their own numbers.
Oh.
Now, let's just for argument's sake say that you don't watch CNN. Nobody likes CNN. I'm not trying to hear that. Let's say you fall into that camp, okay? Here is NBC's polling on Donald Trump that shows when it comes to certain specific presidential duties, competency, record as president, handling a crisis, Donald Trump, again, up in the polls.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
Again, that was not Fox. That was not Breitbart. That's a group of people across this country saying, listen, if this guy goes to jail, meaning Donald Trump, it's still better than this decrepit old man who says that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
And that's why you're seeing such a heavy focus on this Trump trial, because they, you know, CNNs and the MSNBCs don't want you to see that the economy is horrible. Prices are up 20-30% at the grocery store. You're paying more for everything, paying more for rent, for dog food, for health care. But look at this dangly little shiny object happening in Manhattan right now. That's right. What we want you concentrating on.
And what cracks me up is these hardcore never Trumpers. And I'm friends with some of these people on social media. Like, I'll wake up in the morning, you know, 7 o'clock, you know, getting ready to make breakfast for my kid to take him to school, checking out my phone. See, what did I miss overnight? People are up at 7 a.m. ripping Donald Trump. Cult 45. He's a traitor. Rabble, rabble, rabble. These people are lunatics. And there's not enough of these people to overcome the rest of the people who feel like, yeah, Trump might be a creep. He may have cheated on his wife, but I had more money in my pocket when he was the president. So that's where I'm going now.